So, we just chazer a little bit, just where we're at, what we're talking about. It's been a while. We've had a Purim since the last time we learned. So the Mishnah starts Meimasai Korin Shema Barvin. When is the time for Shema in the evening? B'Shafachav Kumecha. And the Mishnah gave, in terms of the start time, the Mishnah gave one time. What was the start time the Mishnah gave? Mishash HaKohen Nechnosin L'Achol B'Truma Son. At the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. And we seem to have concluded that that is Tseis HaKohavim, that the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma at Tseis HaKohavim. In terms of the end time, the latest time, the Mishnah gave three opinions. We're not going to get into that right now. But in terms of the start time is Mishash HaKohanim Nechnasin L'Achol B'Truma Son, which we're going to see as like a little shorthand abbreviation. The Mishnah is going to, the Gemara now is going to call out Kohen, which, because it's about Kohanim. And then we had another time, which we spoke of, which we learned about last time, which was Misha'ani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'Melech. And what we thought originally was that Anim go and have their meal a little bit before Tzeis HaKohavim, because they are conscious of the light, because they don't have candles. So we thought the time of Mishani Nechnas Lechol Pito B'Melech was before Tzeis HaKohavim, but actually the last line, the last phrase that we read in the Gemara was Lo Ani V'Kohen Chachiyu Rahu, that there's no contradiction, there's no Shir of Kohen and Shir of Ani, they're the same, and they're, it's Tzeis HaKohavim and the Aniyim, they're just conscious to have it right when Tzeis HaKohavim hits, because there's still a little bit of sunlight in the sky at that point. It's not extremely dark at that point, and they need to make sure to capitalize on the sunlight. But Ani v'Kohen Chachiyu Rahu. So that's what we're holding. We have two Zmanim right now. We have Ani, we have Kohen, and we think they're both at Tzeis HaKohavim. But now we introduce another Braisa. So this is the third, right? We had the Mishnah, then we had a Braisa, and now we have our third source. And this Braisa brings another Shir, and it really complicates everything. So we are about 20 lines down. The last word on the line is Uriminhu. It's like towards the end of the Tosfos that says Dilma. Uriminhu. Okay, we got the spot. So says the Gemara the following. Uriminhu. So we have a contradiction based on another Braisa. Me'emasai maschilin likros kriyat shema be'arvis. From when do we begin reading Kriyat Shema in the evening? Answers the Braisa, two opinions. First opinion, Mishash b'nei adim nechnasin lecho pitan ba'arve shabbosos. So this is a third zman now. Mishash b'nei adim. We're normal people. We're not talking about Kohanim. We're not talking about Anim. Mishash b'nei adim nechnasin, they go in lecho to eat pitan ba'arve shabbosos. They go in to eat their bread on Erev Shabbos, meaning their Shabbos meal, right? It's Erev Shabbos, and now they're ready for their Shabbos meal. So they go and they eat their bread. So when is this time? Like, I guess in comparison to Tzeis HaKohavim. So Rashi points out that Mistama, it's earlier than Tzeis HaKohavim. Why would it be earlier than Tzeis HaKohavim? So again, we have to think about, I think we mentioned this last time, back then they didn't have like refrigerators or like an easy way of having, you know, making food and everything. So they would finish work at Tzeis HaKohavim, this is during the week, and they would have to now go prepare a whole meal. But on Erev Shabbos, you were forced into preparing your meal before Shabbos. You were forced into preparing your meal before Tzeis HaKohavim. So already before Tzeis HaKohavim, they can go and they could eat a little bit earlier. They could chop a little bit earlier because everything is prepared mi-ba'od yom. So that's what the Braisa says. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that the earliest time to read Shema is Mishash Bnei Adam Nechnasin Lechol Pitan Barve Shabbosos Divrei Rabbi Meir. So at the time that the people have their Shabbos meal, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Comes the Chachamim, and they say, no, it's a time that we're familiar with already. V'chachamim omrim Mishash HaKohanim Zachayin Lechol B'Trumasan. So it's from the time that the Kohanim are zakai to eat their truma, that they merit to eat their truma, which is the same time as our Mishnah, okay? A little bit of a different phrase and wording, but the same exact time of our Mishnah, which is seemingly Teisa Kol Chavim, right? And that's what the Mishnah, that's what the Brisa continues. Similar davar, Teisa Kol Chavim, right? So a hint to this time of Kohanim Zakayin Lechol B'Churma is Teisa Kol Chavim. Similar davar, a hint to this is Teisa Kol Chavim. So now we go on, before we get into the Uraminu, the stira, how this price is a stira on everything we've been saying until now, we go into a little bit of a tangent, which is basically proving how do we know that Seisa Kochavim is considered the end of the day. We're saying that we begin eating Truma at the end of the day, and that's Seisa Kochavim. How do we know it's Seisa Kochavim? Maybe it's Shkia. Right, because there's a lot of different times. Seisa Kol Chavim is already nightfall, where it's basically dark at that point. But there are earlier times. Maybe the day ends at Shkia, which is the beginning of sunset. Maybe the day ends somewhere in the middle of Shkia. Maybe the day ends at Plaga Mincha. So how do we know Seisa Kol Chavim is considered the end of the day? So the Brisa says like this: the Afal Pi Shein Raya LaDavar Zecher LaDavar. So even though we don't have a full proof, a raya, we don't have an exact proof, you know, a pasuk doesn't come out and say straight up that that Teisa Kol Chavim equals the end of the day, but Zeichu LaDavar, we have a hint to it, and the Gemara now quotes psukim from Nehemiah. So what are these psukim about? So during the times of Nehemiah, they were. There were a lot of Jews living in Bavel, and some Jews went back to Eretz Yisrael to begin to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And in this pasuk, we're talking about actually rebuilding the walls around the Beis HaMikdash, I believe. And they're discussing what the construction was like. Says the pasuk, "V'anachnu osim b'melacha." So we were busy working, building the walls, constructing the walls. The chetziam, and half of them were machzikim beramachim. Half of them were holding, grabbing onto spears. Because what the psukim describe is that basically they were afraid that the enemies were attacking them as they were building, trying to prevent them from building the walls. So they had to split their group up. So that's what this pasuk is describing. Now, half the group was building the walls, and the other half of the group was kind of standing guard. Machzikim b'ramachim, we were holding spears. And here's the crucial part. So we were working, and we were guarding, says the pasuk, me'alos ha'shachar ad tzeis ha'kochavim. So we see that is the day. If that's when they were working, and you work during, so that's what a day is. The pasuk says straight out that they did this from Alos HaShachar, from the beginning of the day, from Alos HaShachar, which is dawn, ad Seisa Kol Chavim, until the stars went out, which is nightfall, the end of the day. So that's our Raya L'Davar, our Zecher L'Davar. It's not a Raya, it's not a full proof. Doesn't say straight out Teisa Kol Chavim is the end of the day, but it pretty much does. It says they worked until Teisa Kol Chavim. Teisa Kol Chavim must be the end of the day. Now continues the Brisa, and it quotes another pasuk, V'Omer, and furthermore, another pasuk, it says, V'hayu lanu halayla mishmar v'hayom melacha. So the nighttime was mishmar. During the nighttime is when we guarded the walls, again, from the enemies to make sure that we weren't attacked. Vayom melacha. And during the day, that's when we continued to build. So that's what the second pasuk says. So now the Gemara just clarifies, my va'omer, why did it bring a second pasuk? Didn't we already prove from the first pasuk that it says, me'alos ha'shachar etzeser kochavim? So my va'omer, why is it bringing another pasuk of vayulanu halayla mishmar vayom melacha? So basically, what the Gemara, we'll read it inside in a second, I'll just say it outside now. What the Gemara says is that the first pasuk just tells us that they worked from Alos HaShachar, from dawn, at Teisa Kol Chavim, until nightfall. But until the stars came out. But what we don't know is maybe they worked, maybe they were workaholics, or super eager to build the walls of the surrounding Yerushalayim. So maybe they worked until Teisa Kol Chavim, but the day really ended much earlier. Maybe the day ended at Shkia Sechama. The day ends at sunset. But they can sing. Let's go another hour until Teisa Kol Chavim. Or maybe they were workaholics, and the day really begins at Netzachama, which is sunrise, but they wanted to get an early start, and they started even before the day. They started working at dawn, at Alos HaShachar. So, right, we know they worked from Alos HaShachar until Tzitzah Kolchavim. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they stopped working when the day ended. Maybe they stopped working after the day ended.
Why is this the determinant of what a day is? Why this specific example?
So that is what the next pasuk says. I think this is going to answer your question. If not, you'll right. So that's what, and we'll read it. Right, the next pasuk ve'omer vayulanu halayla mishmar vayom melacha. No. We only worked during the day. Don't think that we worked beyond the day, or we started before the day started. We worked, you know, after the day ended already because we're workaholics. No. We were careful. Vayulanu halayla mishmar. At night we would guard. Vayom melacha. We would only work during the day. So that's, let's read it inside. Now, my ve'omer, why does Gemara bring a second pasuk? Ve'omer, why a second pasuk? V'chi teima, because if you want to say, m'chi arva shimsha lailahu, if you want to say that when the sun sets, meaning Shkiyas Achama, Arva Shimsha, when the sun is already setting, it's Lailahu, right? Because the sun sets before Tzeisah Kolchavim, right? That's Shkiyas Achama is before Tzeisah Kolchavim. So, V'chi Teima Michi Arva Shimsha Lailahu, maybe nightfalls, maybe the nighttime starts already at sunset. V'inhu D'mechashichi U'mikadmi. And we were just workaholics, that we were mechashichi. We would, like from the word choshech, we'd work into the dark. U'mikadmi. We would begin working code earlier. So Tashma, therefore, comes the second pasuk to teach us. V'ayu lanu halayla mishmar v'hayom melacha. Comes the second pasuk to teach us that they guarded at night, but the day was when they would work. And they would work up until the day ends, but they wouldn't work beyond the day. So basically, this was a little bit of a tangent, but basically, right, what was the tangent? This is how we know from Psukim in Nechemya that Seis HaKochavim, is the beginning of the night. And that is the opinion of the Chachamim that say that the Mishasha Kohanim Zakayin Lecho B'Trumasa. Okay, we're going to push a little bit more because we have to get to the Stira. Right, we said Uraminu, there's a Stira here. So what's the Stira? So until now, what we said yesterday, what we said last time we learned was that Ani and Kohen are Chad Shiurahu. Right, we said, because we had our Mishnah talks about Kohanim, Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumasan. Then we had a Braisa that said, Misha Ani Nechnas Lechol B'Trumasan. We said, Ani and Kohen is the same Shir. So now we're going to see, we're going to throw another thing into there, which is Bnei Adam, right? When people go on Erev Shabbos, that's called Bnei Adam. So now we have three times. We have Kohen from our Mishnah, we have Ani from the previous Braisa, and then we have Bnei Adam, which is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So says the Gemara like this, Kasalka Daitech, which means we originally thought, Kasalka Daitech, right? Literally means Salka, to go up, Daitech in your mind. It means we originally thought, De'ani ubnei Adam chad shiurahu. We originally thought that Ani ubnei Adam is the same time. So why do we think that? Because if you put it all together, it makes sense, right? We said Ani eats early, because they don't have a candle. We said Bnei Adam on Erev Shabbos eat early because their food is ready. So Kasal Kol Daitech, we thought that Ani and Bnei Adam, it's got to be the same time. They're both early. It's probably the same time. But that leads to a problem. Vi Amar Ani V'Koed Chad Shiurahu. But if you want to say, like we said last week in the conclusion of our Gemara, that Ani and Kohen are the same, that's what we said last week, that's a problem. Because Chachamim Hainu Rabbi Meir. Because then the Chachamim end up being the exact same people, as the exact same opinion as Rabbi Meir. Okay, I actually charted it out over here, right? You have Ani and you have Bnei Adam. And if we say that Ani and Bnei Adam are both early, they're both the same. But last week we said that Ani and Kohen is the same. Ani and Kohen is the same. So then you have Ani is the same time as Bnei Adam, which is the same time as Kohen, and that's a problem because our Braisa has two opinions. Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, they clearly argue. If it's bringing two opinions, they're arguing. So Rabbi Meir says Bnei Adam, and Chachamim is the opinion of Kohen. So that's a problem. So again, but if you say, like we said last week, that Ani and Kohen are Chachirahu, Chachamim Hani Rabbi Meir. So Chachamim are the same opinion as Rabbi Meir, so that's a problem. So concludes the Gemara. Ella Shmamina Ani Shira Luchud, the Kohen Shira Luchud. So we basically try to go against what we concluded last week. Last week we concluded and we said, oh, Ani and Kohen are the same time. But Ella Shmamina, we learn from here that Ani Shira Luchud, Ani is its own time, and Kohen is its own time. So then, says the Gemara, no, not necessarily true. Ani and Kohen could be the same time, like we wanted to say last week. So this is the conclusion of the Gemara, this is the Maskana. Lo, comma, Ani v'Kohen chad shiurahu. So Ani and Kohen are the same. But what we're going to conclude right now is Ani u'bnei Adam lav chad shiurahu. That Ani u'bnei Adam aren't necessarily the same. We thought, okay, Ani has to be the same as Bnei Adam. They're both early. But no. So the maskana right now is like we had last week. Ani and Kohen are the same time, but they're not necessarily the same time as Bnei Adam. And we'll have to see exactly where Bnei Adam is on the timeline. But right now we're just saying Ani and Kohen are the same. Okay, which is basically Ani and Kohen. If Kohen is set, Kohen we know is Tzitzit Kohav. That much we're clear on. So if Ani and Kohen are the same, that means that Ani is also Tzitzit Kohav. They're nervous about the candle. Okay, but they wait until Tzitzit Kohav. So Bnei Adam on Erev Shabbos, that's a little bit before Tzitzit Kohav. But there's no stira at this point between the different prices. So that's where we're holding right now. And that is where we'll stop. It's a little bit confusing with all the back and forth, the just holding it all together, you know, uneven, all them Cohen, three different opinions. I think if we chaser inside right now, and helps me to